could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
Hi, I'm Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalyn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better bond for your cats with you other than a cat treat. And the one you want to go with is Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. It's a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that your cats will fall in love with. I guarantee it. I got 3 rescues. And Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or you can find it in pet stores. Don't forget, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dog. They'll love it. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. SCOE 10X, I am so thrilled that John's back with the show. And it is the number one odor eliminator out there. I guarantee it. It works 100%. It is amazing. And you can only order it at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E number 10X.com. 2026 is up. HoshitBookGroup.com. Make sure you order your calendars. And don't forget, you can get 30% off by putting the word Talkin' Pets 30 at Clear Conscious Pet if you want to purchase treats for your dog or super gravies. This is Talkin' Pets. And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
And that was the music, actually, from a movie out there, A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey. And it's an amazing movie if you want to check it out. And if you want to check out my my review on it, I recommend you do. It's a very personal review that I wrote on that movie. But you can check out my reviews at TalkinPets.com and click on Movie Reviews. Or if you're part of our social media on Facebook, it's at Talkin' Pets Radio. But it's an amazing movie. It came out this weekend. I saw it last week, or the beginning of this week, actually. And it's Colin Farrell and Margot Robbie. And basically deals with the fact of if you can go back and make a difference or change your life in any way, would you? And what would you exactly do with it? And this movie deals with that. When it started out, I was kind of a little uncertain, but as I continued to watch it, it's an amazing movie. So check it out. A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey out in theaters right now. But if you are going to the movies, you may want to check out these other films as well. So if you're going to the movies, guys, you may want to check these out. These are your number top five movies as of last week. Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, Infinity Castle, $71 million, 85 for the week, $85 million in 1 week. Apparently the Demon Slayer animated movie is pretty hot. Another one out there that I did get to see, which actually is based on truth and took place in the town next to my town where I grew up in Pennsylvania, The Conjuring Last Rites. In second week, it made $26 million for a total of $137 million. And honestly, I thought this was the best one out of all the ones that they made. I liked it a lot. Not only because it was where I grew up, which is a little eerie, but I have my own concerns in my own house now. But The Conjuring Last Rites, $137 million in 2 weeks. Downton Abbey, the grand finale, made $18 million, 24 for the week in its opening week. And The Long Walk, not for everybody this movie is. It's very graphic. And $12 million and $16 million for the entire week, opening in its first week out there. It's a good movie. I mean, it has interesting content, but it's disturbing as well. The other one, and there are animals actually in The Long Walk. There's a dead cow. There's a dead crow. Not everything's dead. There's a blind cat. And there's some beautiful horses. And they're not used in a bad way, per se. But Toy Story, that was also, that was number five. They re-released it, apparently. $3.4 million, $228 million altogether since that movie came out. And that was its opening week. So you may want to check out those films, but I also recommend that if you go to my website, talkinpets.com, check out my review on, like I said, A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey. It's really a touching movie. But I did get to see also, for you guys out there, I don't know if women's going to like it. They may, because it does show booty. But the name of the movie is called Him, and it deals with football. And Universal Pictures and Monkey Paw Productions put it out. And basically, I was not kind to this movie. Either were a bunch of other critics I know. I gave it 1.5 out of 4. I mean, I felt like a friend of mine, another critic, said it felt like 1.5 hours of a movie or of a video, like a song video. You know, they do MTV videos or whatever you call them. That's what it kind of felt like. The movie was weird. It was bizarre. It wasn't scary at all, which they say it's supposed to be. The ending was not really scary, but a little gross. But the movie itself was just very, very odd. I just could not really get into it. And I don't know. I'd like to hear what you guys think about it. So you can read my review at talkinpets.com. Click on movie reviews, and that movie is called Him. And one of the Wayans brothers is in it as well. So Tariq Withers, Marlon Wayans. You know, it's a sports movie, but it's extremely strange. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. We are going to have, during this hour, Name That Animal Sound. And if you can name it, we've got a lot of things to give away. So you got choices. 818-818-6401, but we want to hear from you with your questions. If you have any questions, training or behavior or comment or story, we welcome those in. 818-818-6401, that's the number. And Jillie, I we're having the world premiere of my movie that I'm in.
I know.
It's I'm on
so
Monday.
Excited for you.
Thanks for the Oscar. Thank you very much. But no, it's an 1880s Western. It's religious based, and we're hoping actually more than a movie that it will get picked up as a series. But we're doing the premiere in Tampa Bay, and so far there's about 500-600 people coming. And
that's great.
Yeah,
and it's at the Tampa Theater, which is so beautiful,
and that's haunted as well. Right up my alley.
Is that your theme for the day?
But but no, I'm going to be in my suit and my cowboy hat, and we have a red carpet, and press is going to be there and everything, so it should be a lot of fun. We'll see. But I hope people like it. There was a lot of time and effort put into it, and the director, Steve, actually did a great job with it. But more so, Tammy from Netflix, she did an amazing job putting everything together. So I'm really hopeful that people like it. I hope people aren't going to not like it. Devin, you'll be there.
I will be there.
You and your wife?
Yep.
So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people there, and the Great Gatsby is a theme, so if you have a flapper dress, you can wear that, women, or men can dress up, you know, with jackets and ties or whatever.
No, I think I got rid of my flapper dress.
Nope, yeah, well. Oh, you borrowed it off of me, and I never got it back from you. Anyway, we're going to take a little break, and once again, this is Talkin' Pets.
He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy, and if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KahanapaliResort.com. That's KahanapaliResort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Owners? Documented cases of pet dogs eating their deceased owners, with forensic evidence showing it is more common than many people assume. This is not an act of disloyalty, but an instinctual response driven by hunger, distress, and confusion. Reasons dogs may eat their deceased owners. Survival instinct. If trapped alone in a home with a dead owner, a dog will eventually be driven by extreme hunger and thirst. In this desperate situation, its survival instincts will override its learned behaviors and emotional bonds. Panic and confusion. Researchers theorize that the process may not start from hunger. A dog may initially become frantic and distressed by its owner's unresponsiveness. It might lick or nudge the owner's face or hands to try to elicit a response. When this fails, the behavior can escalate to frantic biting, which stimulates feeding response if they taste blood. Change of scent. The process of decomposition alters a human's body's smell, which may cause a dog to no longer perceive it in its familiar owner, but rather as a potential food source. Opportunistic eating. Some cases documented by forensic examiners involve dogs beginning to eat their owner's bodies soon after death, even when their food bowls are full. This suggests that desperation, instant always the sole factor, and that the trigger can be more complex, potentially related to panic or a primitive scavenging instinct. Forensic patterns are location of injury. Most indoor scavenging cases, 73% involve bites to the face, while only 15% have bites to the abdomen. Interpretation of behavior. The focus on the face and extremities in indoor cases supports the theory that the dogs are first trying to engage in their unconscious owner by licking them or nudging them. Damage to bones. After consuming soft tissue, dogs will also gnaw on bones, and forensic experts can identify the telltale puncture marks. How to prevent this from happening? Plan ahead. Inform family, friends, or neighbors who can check on you and your animals regularly. Consider a pet trust. A pet trust is a legal arrangement that sets aside funds and designates a caretaker for your animal, ensuring they receive proper care. And use technology. A low-tech check-in system with a trusted contact can provide peace of mind. A service like a daily call could also be used to confirm that you are well-being. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
People of Springfield, please don't eat my cats. Why would you do that? Eat something else. People of Springfield, please don't eat my dog. Here's a catalog of other things to eat.
They're eating the dogs.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
They're eating the cats.
Meow, 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 meow.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
So,
hilarious.
DJT, you got that wrong. It's the other way around. The cats and the dogs are eating the people. But,
so...
But yeah, no. When I found that song, I thought it was hysterical. So you know, it's in terms of the song, but it's not hysterical. That story that you read, it's kind of scary. But I know it's true because my brother was a cop, and yeah. Yes, that does happen.
It does happen. I've known it happen to friends of people that I know, and it's scary. I mean, I worried about that, you know, moving up here. When they found my aneurysm, because if they hadn't found it, I could have just dropped dead. And, you know, two massive Rottweilers get hungry fast. But, you know, lucky for me, they found it and I'm okay. But I do have a pet trust for my pets always, where I have designated, it's a legal arrangement, and I've designated someone who can come and live in my home, and they will be, you know, compensated to stay here, you know, and take care of my animals until the animals pass.
Well, I just hope if I could keel over that my cats don't feast on me, but you never know.
I've actually heard a lot about cats doing that, more so than... I don't know anybody you know, personally, but I've heard more cats are.
But I think it's interesting because the animal goes for usually the face first, because I guess they try to see if there's breathing or air coming out, or if you really like are still alive.
Right, they're nudging you.
Yeah, and if you're not, then they're hungry. You're their next meal, which is yeah, exactly. it is frightening, but but there's truth in it, and that was something that came out. So I definitely wanted to talk about it. But yeah, make sure you got somebody who's checking up on you. At least I got the show, so I know if I keel over during the week, somebody's going to find me. You know, live on Saturday anyway. Not alive, but.
I have a couple of elderly neighbors that live within a few, you know, acres of me. And I check on them regularly because one has a wolf and the other one has a German Shepherd. So I make sure that,
that person with the wolf is in big trouble. Let me tell you right now.
Yeah.
That appetite, that thing's hungry, it's eating you. So, but it's time for...
Let the games begin!
So what we're going to do is we're going to play an animal sound as soon as my phone decides to work in the right degree.
John's playing video games.
Yeah, I know. It's just so weird. But what we're going to do is play you an animal sound. If you can guess what it is, we will send you out a prize. You can go with... We've got from Vitacraft. God, there's so many things on my desk right now. From Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks, Cat Treats, SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator, SCOE 10X. You can get your own bottle at SCOE10X.com, but you can win one. We also do have a 14-day trial that you'll get of Super Gravy from Clear Conscious Pet. You can choose that. You can also go with... the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We have a CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood. We have a keychain from Silly Beads by Kayla. It's a white cat keychain. And we also do have a NFL tumbler chain that you can put on your tumbler. And it's NFL. And we also have one on Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. We also do have from Good Pets Foods, Hip Joint Plus, also multivitamin and daily probiotic treats that you can go with those. And what am I forgetting? Elephant keychain, we have that too. No, I'm sorry, not a keychain. Elephant bracelet. You can go with that. So I think I got everything in there.
That sounds cool.
I think elephants are going to call in.
Oh, and by the way, we do have the calendars too for 2026. So I have a Washington Evergreens calendar that will go out to you if you want to go with the 2026 calendar. If you can identify this sound... No, it's not a T-Rex. It's an honor, though, of a special week that's coming up. What creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And a big hello to WTBF, AM 970, Troy, Alabama. Doc and John, welcome to the family of Talkin' Pets. We appreciate it very much. We'll be right back.
818-818-6401.
It's my song. Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
From Tampa Bay, Florida, two badly neglected puppies are finally getting their happy ever after following a traumatic start to their lives. The pups, Hope and Spirit, were abandoned with their mother, Blessing, earlier this month. The dogs were in such poor condition that Blessing passed away shortly after being taken in by the Humane Society of Tampa Bay. But the sorrowful past will soon be a distant memory for the abandoned pups. According to the shelter staff, a couple who followed their story made the decision to give them a forever home. On September 8th, the organization said, "News, news, wonderful news. Michelle and her husband have been watching Blessing, Hope, and Spirit's story closely. And Michelle said she just knew that they were meant to adopt them. So they did. She arrived first thing to adopt these sweet girls and finally gave them their life that they deserve." The Good Samaritan, who initially claimed to have found the three dogs behind a gas station, ended up being the person responsible for neglecting and abandoning them. According to the authorities, 29-year-old Carla Sanchez-Diaz lied about finding the dogs, who were taken in by the Humane Society. Sanchez-Diaz has inconsistencies in her story, and the authorities reviewed surveillance footage from the gas station where the dogs were allegedly found. The footage revealed the dogs were never even there. Investigators visited the woman's home, where she confessed to owning the dogs. Appalling conditions were discovered at the woman's home. The authorities found five children and two additional dogs living in squalor, leading to multiple charges, including five counts of child neglect, three counts of aggravated cruelty to animals, three counts of animal abandonment, three counts of unlawful confinement or abandonment of an animal, and two counts of cruelty to animals. Enjoy your wonderful new home, Hope and Spirit. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Something isn't adding up. This wild exchange you offer us. I gave my worst, you gave your blood. Seems hard to believe. You're telling me you chose the cross. You're telling me I'm worth that much. Well, if that's the measure of your love, how else would I sing? But completely, deeply, sold out sincerely.
Keep your eyes peeled, Troutman. There's a monkey on the loose. 5-year-old monkey escaped from Zootastic Park on Wednesday morning, and a search is now underway in the surrounding areas. According to park owner Scott Brown, the park was alerted around 8 a.m. that a monkey has gotten out. The animal does not have a name. With over 1,700 animals at the park, Brown said, "It's tough to name them all." The escapee, a small primate known for its tool use and distinct dark cap of hair, they are native into Central and South America. Zootastic staff and Ardo County Animal Services are actively working to locate the monkey. Brown said they hope she'll return on her own, but they are prepared to use tranquilizer a tranquilizer gun if needed to safely bring her back. Animal Services has issued a public notice to residents in the area. Do not try to chase, capture, or approach the monkey. If you see her, call Airedale County Animal Services at 704-878-5335. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on social media. I'm Devin Leach.
Hey, Crokinole.
Yeah, Croquette?
What is that over there?
I don't know.
Well, maybe if we tell it what we are, it'll tell us what it is.
Okay, let's try it out.
I've got 4 feet, but just 3 toes. I got me a face, but I ain't got a nose. I'm a frog on a log. What are you?
I've got smooth skin, but I got no hair. I might have a brain, but I ain't gonna care. In the world, I'm a frog. What are you?
Too small for a moose, too tall for a goose. Somebody call the zoo, cause there's a monkey on the loose. Too hairy for a hog, not enough for a dog. All I know for sure is that you don't look like a frog. I eat my flies like you eat your beef.
Devin.
I got me a mouth, but I ain't got
I didn't do it.
It's a capuchin.
Yeah. I would have butchered that.
Did you ever watch a show, Friends?
Nope.
Ross on Friends had a capuchin monkey.
Listen, my wife knows that show like the back of her hand. She probably
knows. You've never
that.
Seen it.
No, because I'll watch an episode and I'll fall asleep.
Oh, that's funny.
It was a good show when it was on. I used to watch it, of course. But anyway, we do have that name, that animal sound out there, and if you can name it. There's a special week coming up for them. So if you can name that animal, you got prizes here to pick from. We got a lot. Cat treats, dog gravy, books, CDs, keychains, collapsible water bowl, elephant bracelet, calendar for 2026. I've got the Washington Evergreens. That's one. I've also got a cat calendar, and it's a desk calendar. So there's choices. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Stop playing with your toy and pick up the phone. 818-818-6401. And name what creature makes this sound. They like salmon. 818-818-6401. If you know what it is, pick up the phone and give us a call on that one. By the way, you can listen to us and watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. That is our social media, at Talkin' Pets Radio. Also, we're on #250 on your smartphone. You can also listen to us on Alexa, CRN4, tune in. And also on TalkinPets.com, the website, click on Listen Live and you can get us there too. 818-818-6401. You know, it's very disheartening when you find someone that not only tortures an animal but also lies about it when it's blatant that they're lying, and especially these days you can't get away with much without being on somebody's there's cameras everywhere on storefronts and everything and cell phones, so no sense in lying, but then again there's no sense in doing it. But I want to ask you, did you see that there was a news story out where a dog was alone in a house? Somehow the house caught on fire. Firemen went into the house, got the dog, and the dog, rather than going out the front door, went into the kitchen with the firemen and showed the firemen his lead, meaning the leash. And the firemen took the leash off, put it on the dog, and then the dog went out the front door.
That's hilarious. No, I haven't heard about that, but I love that story.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh, that's darling.
It didn't want to, I guess mom and dad or mom or whoever would take the dog out for walks, always on the leash, which is good. And so the dog didn't want to leave the house without being on its lead. So that's pretty amazing. Now, granted, if there were flames everywhere, I'd be like, leave the leash. Just get out of the house. But there was a lot of smoke in the house, but I didn't see any flames, so I'm not sure what was going on. But I thought that was an interesting story. Also out there in the wildlife part of the story, did you see the moose that fell into a well?
Is this a joke?
No, actually, it's the truth. The moose was on the loose, and apparently it actually fell in a well. A big moose, and they actually
must have had a big well, because their racks are insanely large.
Yeah, and I don't know how they got it out. I only just saw a clip, but they basically lifted it out. I don't know if it was with a crane.
Jilly's talking about racks again.
Oh, yeah. So, what? 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. You know, we're into fall. Today is the first day of fall, and so the temperatures are changing, and, you know, the leaves are changing. I know you're up north in Tennessee, Jilly. Are they starting to change up there or no?
Our leaves started about 2 weeks ago. They're,
oh, really?
The yellows are out, and every time you walk outside and the wind is blowing, it's raining yellow leaves. A lot of the some of the red maples and things like that are starting to turn, and some of the vines that crawl, but probably within a couple of weeks we'll be almost bare. It happens really fast. Everybody comes up here to look at all the leaves changing and everything, but we might make it through October to November without bare trees, but it's highly unlikely.
You know, I miss that at the time of the year when the leaves are changing.
It's so beautiful. Yeah,
we have that beautiful down in Florida, but they don't change. They just drop. And then like a week or two or three later, then the buds are already, the pollen's everywhere and everything's starting to come back out. So we do get a little bit of a change, but not like you guys do up in the north or everybody else across the country up north. I do envy you on that. I don't envy you during the winter, though.
Nope.
It's not that bad in Tennessee. It's not really not that bad. And the snows are beautiful. I love it. It's great. You know, my wood-burning stove keeps me cozy. You know, so do my farting Rottweiler.
Did your dog notice, actually, at all the changes in the temperatures and degrees? Do you think there's a difference in the dog's personality?
Well, he gets very excited when it snows. He loves the snow. I've put many videos up on his site. He has an Instagram page if anybody wants to check him out.
Of course he does.
Ruler of Heroes. Yep, and he's hilarious. Loves the snow. I make sure I protect his feet. You know, I'm sure we'll be having lots of conversations like that when the winter comes. But, yeah, he digs it. But it never really gets that hot here either, so...
You know, I do like booties for dogs, and their socks. Socks get a lot dirtier, and if it's wet out, they get messy. The booties are cool, but you got to make sure that your dog is used to wearing them, because, you know, those dogs will get them off their feet really quick if they're not, you know, used to it. So start early if you can. If you got a puppy, try getting them on there so that they get used to having something on their feet, because I hate when I see people in hot weather or even cold weather where there's ice and, you know, the rock salt or whatever they use, and it gets on the animal's pads. It's just, it just eats their pads away and just causes them to bleed. So, well, we do have the animal sound out there, and it goes like... I gave a hint, and I said they do like salmon. And Professor John out in Idaho, how are you, Professor?
Hey, I'm doing good. I hope you guys are doing great also.
Doing good, doing good.
We're doing
All right.
Good to hear from you. So, hey, I heard, I know you're in that vicinity there, I heard they knocked down the house where those four students were murdered in Idaho. Is that true?
Yeah, they did that about a year ago.
It's been that long?
Like right afterwards, and it was, why? I mean, why? But they did, and they still got the creep, so they not full justice in my eyes, but he'll never get out of jail.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, he looks a little odd, I guess strange. anyway, but what animal is that, Professor John?
Well, you said it was that they liked Santa, and when last time I was in the North Pole, didn't sound like any elf I know, so I'm going to go with a reindeer.
Well... You heard me wrong, but...
You get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
The professor is wrong! There's something wrong with the world! John is wrong!
I know! I can't believe he's wrong!
Because he heard Santa, but I said salmon. So,
oh, salmon! I thought you said Santa!
No, sorry, John! But we got to take a break. We got to take a break. We'll be back. This is Talkin' Pet.
everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi friends, this is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
It has been months since Jane Bright has died, but we wanted to personally give a tribute to her here on Talkin' Pets. She was not only a dear friend, but during Westminster in New York City, she spent time with us in person on air. The Survivor star's daughter, Ashley Hammett, announced that her mother died in her North Carolina home back in May on a Facebook post. She was 71 years old, Jane was. Jane Hammett Bright was found passed away within her home by a good friend and a county sheriff. Jane competed among 20 people in season 21 of Survivor, Nicaragua, in 2010 and was known for her quirky, ongoing personality. Although she ultimately came in sixth place, she later won the Sprint Fan Favorite Audience Prize. According to her profile from her time on the show, Jane was a dog trainer and the oldest of the castaways that season. Hours after learning of Jane's death, Survivor Ghost Island alum Donald Hurley shared his reaction in a sweet message on X. "Lord, I sure did get my heart broken when I opened up Facebook after work," he wrote. "One of my favorite Survivor family members, as I call them all, has passed away. I love Jane so much. This lady was a firecracker. Always ready to have a good time and a good laugh. Rest in peace, Jane." Sandra Diaz Twine, who has won Survivor twice, honored Jane as well in an Instagram post. "Rest in heavenly peace, Jane from Survivor Nicaragua." Jeff Prost, the host and executive producer of the show, released a statement on the official Survivor Instagram page. "What stood out to me about Jane is that she didn't let age be a barrier to adventure," he said. "She drove headfirst into Survivor with grit and heart. Jane embodied the spirit of Survivor and leaves a legacy that I hope will continue to inspire others to apply for the adventure of a lifetime." He signed the note, "Jeff with a heart." The new Survivor season starts September 24th. Jane was not only a big animal lover, but also, like I said, a very dear friend of Talkin' Pets and personally my own. With one of the biggest hearts, we are saddened to lose her bright smile and infectious loving personality. Gone but not forgotten, and our best from Talkin' Pets to her friends and family. Better late than never, Miss Jane. Rest in peace and big hugs. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. Rest in peace, Jane. I do have to say, and Jilly, I know you knew Jane as well.
Yes,
she spent time with us at Westminster in New York City when we used
several
to
do times.
It.
Yes.
Yeah, she was always a bright star. She just came running in, and she was so much fun. And I was supposed to do I was promoting a television show with her. We were trying to get it to take off on with dogs and all in competition, but it never did take off. She ran a training session or training. It was like a campground kind of for dogs up there in North Carolina. So she will be missed for sure.
Yes,
but
indeed.
But we do have people holding, and we're going to go on to their calls. Okay. And let's see. We have Leva and also Jason. So, Jason, don't hang up because I got something for you. Leva in Connecticut. Leva, how are you?
Great. I'm fine. But,
what is this noise?
Grizzly beer.
A what?
Grizzly beer.
Congratulations.
Wow.
You were right. I guess the salmon gave it away. But, and Jason, don't hang up. Hopefully you stay on. I got something for you.
I'll pass it on to the last guy who guessed it wrong.
Okay. That was Professor.
Yeah.
So, Professor John, if you want to call back and tell Sydney what you want, compliments of Leba in Connecticut. She's passing on the prize to you, Professor John, so in Idaho. So call back, John, and tell Sydney what you want. And we do have, like, the gravies, the dog gravies from Clear Conscience Pet. And Leba, my love to you. I hope Christopher Abbott, your nephew, the star, is doing well. I've got my premiere of my film coming. Premiering Monday night here in Tampa Bay.
Wow.
So,
I just received your calendar today.
Oh, you got it. Good, good. Yeah, you won a calendar the last
beautiful birds.
Awesome. Well, you take care, and I got to pick up Jason real quick.
Okay.
Take care, Leva.
Thank you.
That's Leva out there in Greenwich, Connecticut. Jason, you still with us in Southern Oregon?
Yeah, John, I'm still here.
Awesome. Jason, I just want to give you something. What do you want to go with? We have the super gravy from... What do you have? Do you have dogs? Do you have cats?
A dog.
So you want to try the super gravy? It's a 14-day trial that they send out to you. And basically, it's the bags of gravy that you mix in with their food. It's a powder, and it makes it into a gravy. It's amazing. But what it does is gives them... And it's holistic, and it gives them all the ingredients that they're missing in their dry dog food.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, it's my mom's dog, and she's pretty finicky about what she gives it to eat.
I think she'll like this, though, honestly. I mean, there's nothing negative about it at all. It's great stuff.
Yeah, so, okay, let's give that a try. I appreciate it. Thank you, John.
I will send that out to you, Jason. Stay on the line and speak with Sydney, so we'll get the address, and we'll ship that out to her. And it's the Super Gravy from Clear Conscience Pet. Don't forget, if you want to get 30% off of Clear Conscience Pets, there's treats as well. And sliders and everything else on the site, clearconsciouspet.com. You can get 30% by putting Talkin' Pets 30 in the promo box. Do it today. No G in the talking, by the way. Thanks to everybody for playing the game and to tuning in. And we say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets. Spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
We say goodbye for now. Love you, James.
Bye, y'all.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.